Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Today, because I'm wearing my new shoes. My mom didn't want me to get them wrecked. Oh.
Hey, how do you like that new dumb kid that came to our class today?
Oh, yeah. How do you like that dumb suitcase he carries his books in?
That's not a suitcase. That's a briefcase. Sometimes my father carries his papers in one.
Yeah, but I get you, Nada.
His name is Gilbert.
Movie with a man named Gilbert. He was always kissing his lady.
Gee, what a dumb kid. Hey, did you see him at recess? He started to go over the girls' playground even.
Yeah. Maybe he wanted to kiss some of them.
Yeah, like Gilbert in the movies.
Yeah. What a dumb kid. Boy, Beaver, you really got it tough. He's moving in across the street from you.
Yeah, gee whiz, I guess so.
Beaver, why won't you go over and introduce yourself to the new boy across the street?
Because he's a dumb kid, that's why.
Hi, Beav.
Hi, Dad.
He won't go over to the new neighbors because he says the boy's a dumb kid.
Well, how do you know he's a dumb kid, Beaver?
Well, all the guys say he is.
Well, I think you ought to be fair enough to find out for yourself whether or not he's a dumb kid.
I already know he is. On account he carries a briefcase, just like yours.
You know he's dumb because he carries a briefcase like mine.
Well, Larry says it's all right for people to carry him, but a kid should not.
Well, I think you ought to go outside and try and get another look at him. You might change your mind.
Well, okay. I'll look at him. But I'll look at him from our side of the street.
Hey, Beav, is that my new baseball, you reckon?
Uh-uh, it's just an orange. Anyway, I'm going to eat it after later.
Oh.
Hey, Wally, a new dumb kid moved in across the street today.
Yeah? Hey, has he got any sisters?
No, he's just got a briefcase.
Oh.
Hey, Wally, how come he asked if he had any sisters?
Boy, Beaver.
Germans.
Sure.
get set. Bang!
Dude, his name is Gage. And he's going to be in the 1968 Olympic Games. And his father's got a borehole in him from being in the FBI. And Dewey's going to show it to me in case I ever come over there. And his father's in his underwear.
Sounds like a very interesting family.
Sounds like a bunch of baloney to me.
It is not. And Gilbert's got a shirt with Irvington on it. And a brother who pitches for a baseball team in some place in St. Louis.
St. Louis Cardinals?
That's the ones.
Ah, cut it out, Beaver. That's weird.
Now, Wally.
It is not. Then Gilbert was almost to the North Pole once.
The North Pole?
Yeah, with an expedition. And he can talk Eskimo. And he's the only 9-year-old Eagle Scout in America.
Well, Beaver, it seems to me you found a very remarkable friend. But I wonder if we could interrupt long enough for you fellas to get the rest of the dishes.
Sure, Dad.
Sure, Dad.
We've got to be 11 to be a Boy Scout.
But his father knows the president.
Look, Beaver, I'm telling you. Nobody named Gage has ever pitched for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, Gilbert's brother probably pitched no-hitters for some other team.
Nobody named Gage has ever done anything in the whole record book.
You sure?
Positive.
Well, maybe he got married and changed his name.
Cut it out, Beaver. It's only for sisters. This guy's just been giving you the business.
He has not. You're just saying that because you're mad, because he's my friend.
Well, what's so great about this Gilbert goof anyway?
Well, he's the only friend I didn't always go to school with, or I wasn't born with. He was the only kid that was brand new when I found him.
Oh. Hey, Beave, tomorrow I got a baseball game. If I talk to some of the guys, maybe you could sit on the bench.
No thanks, Wally. Well, I'm going to the movies with Gilbert. His father knows Burt Lancaster, so he gets to see all the movies ahead of time. But he's going to go with me anyway.
Well, you know something, Beaver? I'd just like to see where this guy's father got shot.
Well, if I'm ever over there, and his father's in his underwear, then I'll call you.
There? Dear?
Yes?
I think I'll go with Wally today and watch him play ball.
Oh, well, doesn't that make him nervous?
No, he says he just pretends I'm not there, so it doesn't bother him. Where's the Beaver?
He's in his room. Says he's going to the movies with Gilbert.
Well, say, incidentally, I saw Gilbert out in the yard this morning.
What do you think?
Well, I guess he's all right. Somehow he doesn't look like the youngest Eagle Scout in America.
Oh, hello, Larry. Hello, Mrs. Cleaver.
I'm on my way to meet Whitey. We're going to the movies. I stopped to see if Beaver's gonna go.
Oh. Ward, would you tell the Beaver that Larry's here?
Beaver!
Yeah, Dad?
Larry wants to know if you're going to the movies with him.
No, I'm not going to the movies with that big dumb kid Larry.
Well, I guess he thought you were on the telephone.
Oh, that's okay, Mrs. Cleaver. Beaver's called me lots worse stuff before.
Bye, Mrs. Cleaver. Bye. Well, you know, I don't think it's very nice of Beaver to turn on his friends. Well, he's known Larry for years.
I guess it's pretty tough for poor old Larry to compete with the North Pole and the whole FBI.
Beaver, you still here? I thought you were going to the movies.
Well, I am in a minute. Gilbert's going to call me.
Well, it's 2:30. Maybe Gilbert changed his mind about going.
Oh, no. We made an official date. He's even going to wear the jacket his uncle, the stunt pilot, gave him. Mom? You think Gilbert might have meant we should go tonight, maybe?
Well,
Why didn't you just call him up and see? Here. Do you know his number?
Sure. Well, I got it memorized in my head. Hello? This is Beaver Cleaver. Could I speak to Gilbert? Oh. Well, sure. Thank you.
What did he say?
Gilbert didn't say anything, and it kind of that was his mother.
What did she say?
Nothing.
Oh, of course she did, Beaver. What was it?
Well, Gilbert went to the movies with two other guys. Sorta.
Hello, Mom.
Hi. Did you win?
Nah, we lost.
6-2.
Yeah. Mr. Driscoll, our science teacher, was umpiring.
Well, isn't he fair?
Oh, yeah, he's fair. But he's more fair to the other team.
Wally, after you bath, give me that uniform and I'll put it in the washing machine.
Gee, Mom, just getting dirty enough so I look like a real ball player.
Of course, June. You can't clean up an old pro. Beaver get back from the movies yet?
He didn't go. Gilbert stood him up.
What was the excuse? Another sudden trip to the North Pole?
No excuse, and I feel awfully sorry for the Beaver. Well, he turned down Whitey and Larry.
Yeah. Well, of course, he more or less asked for it, dear, making such a fuss over Gilbert. Kind of like when you're young. A fellow puts a girl up on a pedestal. First thing he knows, he winds up with her looking down on him.
How many girls did you put up on pedestals?
Did I tell you the kids lost today, 6-2?
Hey, Beav. You mean you hung around here all day waiting for that goofy Gilbert to call?
Well, maybe his phone was out of order, and he couldn't call me.
Well, he could have hollered over and told you.
Maybe his mother wouldn't let him holler. I'll bet you didn't go with two other guys. I'll bet you went by himself. Want to kind of some reason.
Yeah, sure, Beav.
Hey, Gilbert, Gilbert, throw it here.
Go out and cut deep, Larry.
Gilbert, to me.
Hey, Beaver, come here a minute.
Hey, Gilbert, come on, Gilbert.
Look at your pal now.
Signal set down, 1, 2, 3, 17.
Well, it's Whitey and Larry. Gilbert must have ran into him. Accidental.
Don't you get it, Beaver? Those are the two guys you went to the movies with.
Hey, throw me one, Gilbert. Go out and cut deep, Larry.
First Gilbert took Beaver's pride away, and now he's taking his friends.
Yep. Beaver! Come down here a minute, will you?
Ward, I'd like to call that boy's mother.
Oh, sure. Ask her to make her boy leave our little angel alone. You do that to Beaver and we'd have to move.
Why don't they move?
Dear, calm down.
Yes, Dad, you want me?
Yeah. I just happened to notice some of the fellows playing football across the street.
Well, yeah, Dad. I noticed them, too.
Well, why don't you go over and get in the game?
Gee, Dad, I don't want to do that.
Ward, maybe it's too close to supper anyway.
Oh, no, it's not. Beaver, I know how you feel about today, but the thing to do is to just go right on over there and act as though nothing has happened.
Gee, Dad, well, I'm not very good at acting like nothing happened.
Well, just stay here and sulk. They're going to know your feelings are hurt. Go ahead, Beaver.
Well, okay, Dad.
Hey, Well, dear, sooner or later, he's got to realize there are such things as Gilberts in the world.
I suppose so. I just wish he didn't have to find out at 9 years old.
I'm Johnny, and I...
Hey, can't I be quarterback for a while?
What do you mean? You're center. You get to hike me the ball.
Yeah, gee, that's right.
What do I do, Gilbert? You run out for a pass, Whitey. Signal set, down, ready, 1, 2, 3, 4. What's the matter, Whitey? Don't you know hook pass when you see it? You want something, kid?
Me?
Yeah, you.
No. Well, I'm just looking for my pocket knife. Well, I think I might have lost it here.
Go on, your father wouldn't let you have a pocket knife.
Well, he would, too, if I didn't open it.
Okay, guys, line up in the T formation to the right.
Hey, Gilbert, maybe we should let Beaver play with us.
Why?
Well, if we're going to choose up sides, it's better to have 4 guys than 3.
Well, okay. Why do you and Neil choose up sides? Okay, I'll take Larry. Well, I guess I'll take Beaver.
Well, it worked. They're all playing together.
Uh-huh. Guess you were right. Well, I'm glad it didn't build into anything big.
Oh, you just have to nip these things in the bud.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad.
Wally, what's the matter?
It's a beaver. He's coming across the string. He's bawling his head off.
Oh, dear, something must have happened.
Oh, honey, what is it? Come on, sit down over here.
What is it?
Yeah, what happened, Bee?
Well, Larry had the ball to Gilbert, and Gilbert got sore because I intercepted, so he told Larry to trip me, and he did.
Well, Beaver, you have to expect to get tackled if you're going to play football.
Oh, I know, Dad. But then Gilbert pushed Whitey on top of me, and he was on my team even.
I think he's crying, Dad, because, well, all the guys ganged up on him.
I'm not crying.
Oh, of course you aren't, honey.
Why? I want you to go over there and sock them for me.
All of them?
Yeah, especially that Gilbert.
Now, wait a minute, Beaver. Well, your brother can't go over there and sock them for you.
Gee, Dad, what's the use of having a big brother if he can't sock guys for you? It wasn't fair, Dad. It wasn't fair.
June, could I speak to Beaver alone for a minute?
Well, all right.
Me too, Dad.
Uh-huh. Now, Beaver. When a thing like this happens, you can do one of two things. You can either come crying to us, or you can figure out something to do about it yourself. That's up to you.
Yes, sir.
Where'd he go?
Yeah, back outside.
Well, honey, he just might go across there and pick a fight with Gilbert.
Now, June, where would you get an idea like that?
Okay, everybody back for another play. Hey, Gilbert, come over here a minute. I got something I want to show you. What have you got? A something. Did you snitch to your mommy and daddy?
Uh-uh.
Well, what have you got that's so great?
I'll show you.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. You ought to see it.
Why? What is it this time?
Hey, Dad, you ought to see it. Beaver's got Gilbert down on the ground and, boy, he's pounding him.
That's all.
Hey, Ward. Beaver's fighting. Beaver.
Push right on top of me, will you? Why, guys?
Run out there and stop them.
Well, I'll go out and stop them. But I don't think I'll run. I'll walk.
Beaver, now stop that.
Hey, go get him, Beaver.
Wally. Dig it up.
It's Gilbert's father.
All right, that's enough, Beaver. Come on, Gilbert. Come on.
On your feet, Papa.
Now, what's this all about? I think you better go in the house.
You better go too, Beaver. I want to talk to Mr. Gates.
Gates. John Gates.
Ward Cleaver.
Yeah, Mom. I just beat up Gilbert. Now Dad's going to beat up his father.
Ah, heck. They're just talking.
Of course they are.
That's all right. Pretty soon, Mr. Gates will say something real dumb. Dad'll smack him one.
So I'm afraid I told Beaver that he could either come crying to us or do something about it himself.
Of course. I'd have done the same thing myself. What sort of things has Gilbert been telling your boy?
Oh, nothing too unusual. Trips to the North Pole and you being in the FBI.
Did he tell him the one about his brother pitching for the Cardinals?
Yes, I seem to have heard that one somewhere.
He has no brothers. You see, Mr. Cleaver, Gil has had a rather tough time of it. I'm not in the FBI. I'm a musician.
Oh?
And even with Gil's imagination, he can't make a hero out of a flute player.
Certainly a respected profession.
Yes, but the real problem is my traveling. Gil has already been in 10 different schools. Have you ever been a new boy in a school?
Yes, a couple of times.
Well, then you know. You always wear the wrong suits, or you talk differently. There's always something. Some kids can take it in stride. Gilbert can't. So, to get attention, he becomes a character. But I'm afraid he overdoes the aggressiveness.
Well, I think I understand.
Come on, boys, get away from the window.
Heck, they're just shaking hands.
I'll bet you Gilbert's dad is chicken.
You know, I'm really surprised at you two. Did you really expect your father to go out there and have a fight with that man on the front lawn?
Well, sure, Mom, he told me to.
Hey, Dad, what did he say?
Yeah, Dad, we can eat chicken out.
Well, Beaver, I'm afraid I was wrong in sending you out there to fight that boy.
No, you weren't, Dad. I won.
You see, Gilbert's father travels a lot. And Gilbert has been in a whole lot of schools. So he's never had any real friends of his own. So he makes up all these things to keep his new friends interested. Do you understand, Beaver?
Yeah, sure, Dad.
Yeah, Beef. You know, going to a lot of schools, that can be real tough.
Oh. Does that mean Gilbert's going to keep acting like he is?
Well, I don't think you can expect him to change overnight. But I'm sure if you and the other fellows just treat him like one of you, that before long he'll realize he doesn't have to brag and show off so much.
Oh, sure, Dad.
Well, you fellas better get ready for supper.
Okay, Mom. Come on, Beef.
Ward, I hope Beaver really does understand about Gilbert and won't pick on him.
Oh, I don't think we need to worry about that, dear. Beaver's too immature to be a bully.
You know, those boys really thought you and Mr. Gates were going to have a fight.
Oh, come on, June. I think I'm a little more adult than that. Hope Beaver really had that kid down, though. When I went out there, June, he had him down and he was...
Ward.
Ouch!
Shut up, Beaver. Just mercurochrome. You don't want to get hydrophobia, do you? You know, maybe that Gilbert isn't such a bad guy.
Yeah. Well, I kind of figured why he told me all that goofy stuff.
Yeah? Why?
Well, I guess it's kind of like the time I went to camp by myself. I wanted to be like the other guys. So the coach said, can you swim? Well, I said yes.
Beaver, you couldn't swim a stroke.
Well, I know, but I jumped off the dock with the rest of them.
Oh, boy, Beaver.
The other guys kept swimming, and I went right to the bottom. The coach dragged me out and told me not to do such a goofy thing again. I guess I was kind of a dumb kid myself.
Yeah, I guess you were, Beav. Once.
Thank you.